lost royalty. I am undone before your glorious majesty. I cast my crown before the highest royalty, and I am undone before your glorious majesty. You're the King of Kings and Lord, and you are the Lord. Yes, you are the Prince. Surrender my trophies before the one who has won all the victory. I cast my worries before the one who delivered me. I surrender my trophies before the one who has won all the victory. I cast my worries before the one who delivered me. You're the King of Kings and Lord, and you are the Lord. Yes, you are the Prince. Oh, you're royal. You're the King of Kings and Lord. You deserve our worship.
first stand. All that surrounding me, I'm rest assured, 'cause I'm not here alone. I'm not moved, 'cause there's one thing I know. Oh, through it all, through it all, oh, through the fire, through the storm, within my world. I'm not afraid, 'cause there's one thing I know. I'm not moved, 'cause I know you are with me.
Life will soon reveal that you are the lifter of men. are the lifter of men, the lifter of men. I know I'll tell a new story, I'll sing a brand new song. Every day I'll tell the testimony, how you lifted my head. You are the lifter of men.
Can you say that with me?
I know
I'm telling you story.
Come on, declare it.
I'll sing a brand new song. Every day of the week.
Every day I'll tell you testimony.
How you lifted my head. You are the lifter of men. So I will hold on.
I've touched your grace, my life is changed. will never be the same. I've touched your grace, my life is changed. Say, I will never
be the same. Your grace, my life is changed.
Hallelujah, never
I
be.
Never
yeah.
Be
I touch your
grace, my life is
never be
I
the same.
Never
oh,
be
the
same.
Yeah.
Hey,
my life never be. Never be the same. I'm had an encounter, yeah. I've touched your grace, yeah. Oh, I will never be the same. I've touched your grace, my life must change. I will never be the same. I've touched your grace, my life must never.
Praise, O God. Thank you, Father, because you sit upon your throne and you rule over the affairs of men. We exalt you, King of kings and Lord of lords. There is none that can be compared to you. We give you praise, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah to your name.
King of kings, Lord of lords, you reign.
King of kings,
Lord of lords,
Lord of lords,
you reign
above all.
So we
sing
your name,
your name is Lord.
You reign
above all.
So we sing,
so we sing.
Let everything Yeshua, Hamashiach, Lion of Judah, Agune Kemba, Yeshua, Hamashiach, Lion of Judah.
Yeshua, kingdom of God can extend to is called the kingdom of God. But the kingdom of heaven is that portion of the kingdom of God where in experience the life and the culture of heaven has been allowed to find expression.
This is the end, I believe. This is the end, I believe. Your holy presence living in me. This is my daily bread. You are my daily bread. This is my daily bread. Your daily bread. Okay. To me and I.
Turn it into a prayer. You are the only one who is able to help me tonight. Turn it into a prayer. Turn it into a prayer. Turn it into a prayer. For your name is holy. Holy. Holy are you. For your name is holy. You are holy. Holy are you. Lord, I worship you. I worship you. Lord, I worship you.
I know the lion.
because it changed my life. I know you changed your life. Because you heal my body. I know you heal your body. Because you lifted me. It's lifting you. It's not a stranger. Hey, it's not a stranger. It's not a stranger. I call him my master. I know the light. I know the light. I know the light. I want to bring the people out here. I want to release a grace. It's a grace for peace. And you're going to find people being run by the anointing. Sorry for making the place now. But when that happens, bring them here. Because the Lord is sending you this evening to take away the spirit of today. I stand by this apostolic and prophetic call. And I declare at the count of three, let that grace for peace fall upon this house now. One. I decree and declare, I'm seeing the number 31. There are 31 people here representing 31 families. I stretch my hands. At the count of three, I want you to shout the name Jesus. And the fire of the Spirit will locate such people. It must end tonight. We need to come to a cinema. In the name of Jesus. One, two, three, shout the name Jesus. I command by the Spirit of God. You're broken. Broken. Broken by the power of the Holy Ghost. Broken. Hallelujah. Juliana, who is Juliana?
Juliana. I hear the name Juliana. We have to hurry up. Juliana, who is that person? I'm seeing a lady in the spirit called Juliana. Juliana. See, when you find that person, I want to come to her now. I'm hearing the name Juliana. Let me tell you this. If God be God, then every challenge that came here with you must bow to the name of Jesus tonight. Except the Lord is no longer the King of the heavens. But provided God is still on the throne, then every situation that has divided time must bow to the name of Christ. Someone at the first overflow here, permit me to call it overflow one, where I used to have overflows. Someone outside here, there is an anointing. Carry the person now and bring the person here. Now, I want to speak outside. The power of God just came on someone outside. Please carry the person and bring the person in here. The Lord is bringing life to the family. You have prayed and you have cried before the God of heaven. You stand that is not a man, except you didn't believe what you stand. Hold on, please. Where is Juliana? Your name is Juliana. Where is your name in this city? I want to pray for you. Hold on, please. Hold on. There is a woman here. I'm hearing the cry of a child. This is a situation of barrenness that the Lord wants to address once and for all. This is 8 years without a child. 8 years. 8 years. Who is that person? Celebrate Jesus. 8 years. Do I know you from anywhere, madam? Come. How long?
8 years.
8 years.
Yes.
Chancellor, come. Please, let him come. Give him the mic. He can come and just give him the mic. Let him hold. Let him hear. 8 years, madam.
8 years.
Listen to me. Look at me. Do you believe in Jesus?
I do.
I'm saying it in the open, not in the secret. Open. Huh? I'd like you to prepare for your baby boy.
Not
in the secret. I'm saying it in the open. And I speak to you right now.
Amen. Amen.
I release that anointing upon you. In the name of Jesus, we terminate this thing. In the name of Jesus, yourself. How many years?
8 years.
I hope you're married.
Yes.
Where is your husband?
No.
He's outside. Come, husband. Because I'm not seeing you here alone. I'm seeing you with a man. Where is he?
Ibrahim.
Call his name.
Ibrahim.
Please hurry up. Ibrahim, come and receive your miracle. Mighty God. You believe in Jesus? My friend, you notice I didn't ask you what the problem is. Because I don't care what the problem is. Even if she does not have a womb, she will give birth.
Amen.
Listen, let me teach you something. I'm not ministering by faith. I'm ministering by a covenant. It doesn't mean I don't have faith. Listen, there are things that God does because of the vow he made with you in the secret. When they built Jerusalem, he said, when you turn to pray here, he didn't say you pray well, if you turn that direction. Old and new covenants are not the only covenants. There are covenants through sacrifice that God has made with men that authorize certain levels of audacity. Madam, you see that woman, hold on, shout Jesus as loud as you can. That's the end of it. I looked at that woman and I saw chains all over her. And that's the end of it in the name of Jesus Christ. There are pastors here. The reason why you came is to carry this same grace
back to your meetings.
Let me tell you this.
The end time church will not be the church that will waste God's people time. It is good to teach the word, but it is good to demonstrate the reality of the power of the cross.
Nanya, who is that? Nanya, you are wearing like a pink dress. Something. What's your name?
Nanya.
Yes, sir. Don't tell lies. This is not some. There's someone in the crowd who will shout now under the anointing. The power of God is coming on that person. Please bring the person. Look at me, my dear. Where are your loved ones?
My sister is here.
Your sister is here. Where is she? What's she doing?
She's volunteering in.
No. There is a spirit of joblessness in your family that God wants to break now. Where is she from? Are you working, my dear? You are doing a volunteer work. This is what I'm saying. Volunteer work where?
Faith Alive.
Where is
the hospital.
Is there something like that? See, sorry, we take our time to say things like this so that you don't join everybody and think everybody is a wizard. There are people who love God. Not everybody is some person playing games around. No. Madam, lift your hands. Look where you are. Hi, this woman. I see a lot of oppression in your life. But I stretch my hands from here, and in the name of Jesus, I bring you to an end now. By the power of the Holy Spirit, it comes to an end supernaturally. Don't worry, you will sit down shortly. You will sit down shortly. There's a reason why I ask you to stand. The lady. Sorry, I'm giving you a chance. Hold your hands, both of you. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare that the plague of barrenness ends right now over your life by the anointing of the Spirit. Oh, they are your children. They are your children. Biological children.
My son.
Can you see the connection now? Can you see the connection now? In the name of Jesus, we declare that this family is free. These are the kind of conferences that you will never forget. God bless you. Please, why are they here? No, please, you see, I will pray for everybody. I'm not even started ministering. This one, I'm just doing what God has asked me to do. So, we will pray generally for the issue of barrenness. It doesn't mean that. Why is this our little one here?
It is my adopted daughter.
Your adopted,
yes, my husband is proud.
Okay, why are you here?
You prayed for me to, after 8 years of a marriage, no,
you adopted her while waiting.
Yes.
May God bless you. You are a kind woman. You are proven to God that you are worthy of His
love. Amen.
What's your name, sir? Okay, you're here for the altar. In the name of Jesus, I stretch my hands and I declare, by the power of the Holy Spirit, that plague of joblessness. My dear, look at me. You're the one from the who is Naya that I spoke about, and your sister. In the name of Jesus, do you know what I'm praying for you for? In the name of Jesus, I declare, if God be God, go and prepare for your jobs. Job with honor and job with grace. In the name of Jesus Christ, job with honor and job with grace. And for those of you here, in the name of Jesus, I pray for you. I can't remember why you came out here, but I declare in the name of Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Spirit, your requests are turned to your testimony. In the name of Jesus Christ. One more issue and then we are seated. Who is Dogara? Dogara. 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 I'm hearing the name Dogara. Just help us under the anointing, please. Who is Dogara? I'm hearing a name Dogara. Let's let you. When you find such a person, let me talk to them. We'll be seated shortly. Ogara. Let me minister to one more person that I've seen in the Spirit. Someone will begin to laugh in the Spirit. And the Lord is speaking to that person that he's taking away. That person I'm seeing is on this row and is at the back. On this row and at the back. On this row and at the back. Jesus be glorified. Listen, let this thing not be strange. You see, the Bible says the natural man does not understand the things of the Spirit. Because he says they are spiritually discerned. This is not from chaos, and this is not from disorderliness and disarray. No, it is the character of the operation of the Spirit, where people who are organized and orderly. But there are times that when the Lord comes, you allow him to be Lord. It may not make sense till you hear their testimonies. I've seen a lot of pain and sorrow in this family. In the name of Jesus, I stretch my hands to you, dear one, that captivity comes to an end over your family. Captivity comes to an end in the name of Jesus Christ. God bless you, thank you. Please be seated, everyone. Amen. God bless you. Just keep on. By the way, we didn't greet. Good evening, everybody. Just turn to your neighbor left and right and say good evening. Hallelujah. This is our final session together. And it is my joy to have been here, Pastor. Thank you. It's always a privilege and an honor to be used by God. And like I said, I am absolutely honored because I'm having to do this in my own state, and it truly is a blessing for me. Thank you. Praise the Lord. I want to encourage everyone sincerely, please do try to get the tapes for yesterday and this morning. This is not the greatest gift you can give someone this weekend, as far as I'm concerned, is to support someone with this. That you take the tape and tell the person, please listen. Don't just collect it and keep it. Because the truth that come have in them the ability to set men free. Hallelujah. Tonight's teaching will be very brief. And then we'll be praying for the sick and trusting God. But I want you to be very sensitive in the Spirit. Inside, outside, there are so many people scattered all around this auditorium and outside. And many following from different parts of the world. And I want us to lend our destiny, our attention. And whilst I speak, when the power of God comes upon anybody, just guide them quietly, just help them so they don't injure themselves. And you. Tonight's teaching is one of the eight mysteries that the Spirit of the Lord gave me. I may not have time to share with you my spiritual journey and my walk with the Lord. A number of you have read and heard about my encounters with the Lord. And every true apostolic ministry is based on the mysteries committed by God to a generation, not just to an individual, not just to the church. And one of the mysteries that God committed, remember we taught that the mysteries of the kingdom are the secrets by which
we walk practically in dominion. The teaching, if understood tonight, will totally not just heal and deliver, but will bring serious transformation not only to this territory, not only to this state, but even across the neighboring regions. And I pray that within the few minutes we have to share the truth, that the Spirit of God will breathe upon this message. In the name of Jesus. Tonight I'm teaching on the mystery of the body of Christ, the bride of Christ. Tonight's teaching will bring spiritual stability to every believer and will grant us access to be able to experience the fullness of the life that is resident in Christ. Eternal life there is not very accurate because everybody has eternal life. When you die here, you don't stop living. You only translate to another dimension, but living continues. Are we together? The rich man and Lazarus, remember? And they were separated, but both alive and could communicate. So it says that God has given us Zoe now, eternal life, and that the life is in his Son, and whosoever has the Son hath that life. The second encounter is the encounter with the person and the office of the Holy Spirit. It is true that the Holy Spirit engenders the new birth experience. Please listen. But he has a separate office. Are we together now? John chapter 16, Jesus was teaching the disciples and he says, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come. 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 I command you to let that lady go now. I declare, let her go now. Let her go now. Don't mind me. Let me just do my math thing. Let her go now. I speak to this spirit that I see. Release that dear sister now and release her family in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. That person is here, and when the power of God comes upon that person, it's a serious emancipation God is bringing to his sister and her family now. In the name of Jesus, the Lord just interrupted me. I decree and declare by the power of the Holy Spirit, let that person be free now. In the name of Jesus Christ. So let's continue. The third encounter is the encounter with the Word of God, the thought, the Logos of God. And then the last encounter is what I want to teach now. Encounter with the body of Christ. Many believers have not known that the body of Christ as an entity needs to be encountered there. There are dimensions. Am I doing anything wrong? There are dimensions of spiritual possibility. And there is a huge price to pay if you do not understand the body of Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, please. We are Bible students, so let's get to the word. We'll read from verse 27. We'll read in context. Apostle Paul is teaching the church in Corinth, and he was teaching them on what we call the Holy Communion. Are we together now? And he begins to borrow an expression that will be used in tonight. He's teaching them. This was at a point where the people were handling the communion carelessly, Pastor. And some of them would take from the wine and get drunk. There was a lot of lawlessness. So Paul was bringing order to the church. Are we together? Verse 27. So he's speaking about the body of Christ and the cup. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. Next verse, please. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat that bread and drink of that cup. 29. For she that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning. Please keep verse 29, just keep it up there. Not discerning. So what is the sin here? Not discerning. So he's not just talking about communion like wafers and zobo. No. Those are just emblems. They are representations of a higher reality. That the Christ has a body and that the body must be discerned. Are we together now? So that there is a crime a believer can commit and it will short-circuit his experiencing the fullness of Christ. And this is what he calls it, not discerning the Lord's body. What is the consequence? Verse 30. Read with me if you are a Christian. For this cause, stop. What cause? The cause of not discerning the body. What has happened to many? Number one, many are weak. Number two, many are sickly among you. Number three, many sleep. The word sleep there is die. When was the last time you saw an obituary and they told you the reason why this man died was because he did not discern the Lord's body? It's a very powerful teaching. That you can encounter Christ and yet not encounter his body. And this is the resultant effect. Your life will be short-circuited. That the body of Christ as an entity must also be encountered. Are we together now? This is very powerful. Very powerful. Just follow me. And while you are following me, pray for grace. So that I'll be able to just touch on this. Let me start by teaching something. Please prepare two or three of you. I will make use of you shortly. There is a bias that happens to a believer on account of the dealings of God with such a believer. Now I'm ready to have two or three people. Any gentlemen, please. Just two or three of you. Just come stand, face yourself. God bless you. Thank you. You're allowing our uncle to come. Please, sir, you may go back, please. You really want to come? I'm not sure. Thank you for your humility. God bless you. Please just stand, everyone. Watch this. Now, when you begin your spiritual journey, please, everyone, pay attention. When you begin your spiritual journey, everybody starts from the same place. Born again, prayer, church, etc., etc. Are we together? But whilst you progress in your dealings with God, based on the predeterminate counsel of God and your call, your office, and your dimension, the Spirit of God begins to diverge everybody to different realms of operation. Are you getting what I'm saying now? And there is a side effect to that act. That's what I want to start teaching. That means that if this man has been destined by God to work in a prophetic ministry, for instance, notice that the nature and the character of the dealings of the Spirit with this man may not be the same as this man. They all start from the same group or the same fellowship, yet you will begin to notice an unusual grace for prayer and fasting. Above the average, he may not know why. And the colleagues may think he's just being overzealous. But it is the separations of the Spirit so that you will begin to have the personalized dealings of the Spirit. Please listen. Now, because of the character of that dealing, when he has been isolated for a season, the curriculum of his dealing with the Spirit will not capture many things that his life needs. For instance, the Spirit of God will not teach this man at that point of tutelage on excellence, on finances. He may buy a book on finances and the Spirit of God will say, drop it, read a book on prayer. Watch this. This guy is being trained to be a prophet to the nations, but there is a side effect. Because he needs to have grace for finances, he needs leadership, he needs administration. Yet, God will on purpose for that time negate him from studying those things. He will keep him at the core of what will represent the epicenter of his ministry. Now, when this guy is done with God in that training, the lapse and the lopsidedness in his not having other dimensions will create a faulty ministry if he goes that way. Because The only part he would teach is the part that was captured in his dealings. So chances are that this man will have a church, and in his church, he would trivialize excellence. He would trivialize administration. The only thing that will happen in his church is an extension of what happened in his secret place. Listen, please. You have to understand what I'm teaching you. Now, this guy, his destiny is to be a kingdom leader and an administration. An administrator. Are we together? The character of his dealings, his personalized dealings with God, may not capture too much of prayer and fasting and warfare and all of this. This guy will be encouraged to go to John C. Maxwell's Leadership Institute. Are we together now? And he will be very logical and academic in his approach. Follow me now. At the end of it, this man will be able to raise CEOs in his church. They will be exceptionally brilliant people, intellectuals, but the deficiency of this dimension of dealing will reflect in that church. You will find out that people are doing well, getting jobs, becoming captains of industry, but dying of sickness, prayerlessness, carnal, backsliders. The dealing of God was supposed to leave you needing the body. Hold on. We are building something. So this guy, the nature of his dealing can make him believe all that God taught him is all there is to be learned. Are you seeing that now? And so everybody he mentors or teaches will come from a standpoint of that limitation. Not encountering the body will cause this man to destroy so many people. Because many people will be poor and broke, families will break up, divorce rates will be high under his leadership. And this one here is going to be obituary upon obituary. Darkness will move in and out of the church unhindered. They will participate in the service. The only evidence of God in that church will be prosperity. Now watch this. And these are their uncles here. Now God takes him to a dimension where the grace of a teacher is what his destiny is going to be holding and manifesting. Because of that, he will encounter the spirit of revelation in an unusual way. This man can lock himself for 1 week, not praying, no, just studying. Any book at all, he will have a library that is taller than him. Now listen, he may not even know what is sponsoring that passion. Now if this man stands from where he is and mentors his children in the gospel, do you know what is going to happen? If he's not careful, he will teach them to trivialize prayer because that was not an emphasis in his training. And he will teach them to de-emphasize administration. Everybody say the body of Christ. Revelations 21. I will show you what the bride of Christ looks like. Because Christ has a bride. The name of his bride is his body, the church. Revelation chapter 21. We'll read from verse 9. Are we there? And there came unto me, please look up, one of the seven angels which had seven vials full of the seven last plagues, and talked with me, saying, let's read together now, come hither, and I will show you the bride, the Lamb's wife. So we're about to see the wife of the Lamb now. Ready? Next verse. And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain and showed me that great city. So the bride is a city. The bride is a city. The holy Jerusalem descending out of heaven from God. Having the glory of God, and her light was like unto a stone most precious. Look at the description of that bride. Even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. Read on, please. And had a wall, this and that, having the 12 tribes of Israel. Let's go to 13. On the east, 3 gates. On the north, 3 gates. On the south, 3 gates. On the west, 3 gates. And the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and in them the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. 15. And he that talked with me had a golden reed to measure the city, and the gates thereof, and the walls thereof. 16. Now read with me if you are a Christian. Ready? This is still the Lamb's wife. It says, and the city lieth. The word foursquare means balance. The bride is balanced. And he says, and the length is as large as the breadth. And he measured the city with a reed, 12,000 furlongs. Listen, and the length and the breadth and the height of it are no exaggeration, no imbalance. That's the Lamb's wife. That the dimensions of the Lamb's wife, every dimension was measured perfectly. Listen, truth can kill. It's not only a lie that kills. When truth is exaggerated beyond the boundaries of its usefulness, it can still kill. Satan does not only use a lie to kill, he can use truth to kill. Imbalance is more dangerous than error, because it will cause you to exaggerate a thing and a truth beyond the proportions of its relevance as apportioned by God. There is nothing wrong with prosperity and teaching about prosperity, but when it is exaggerated beyond the boundaries of its usefulness, it will now destroy the hearers. There is nothing wrong about the knowledge of the operation of demons and deliverance, but when it is exaggerated beyond its boundary, it will lead men to bondage again and again. There is nothing wrong with the teaching ministry, but when it is exaggerated, men will pride themselves in education more than encounter. There is nothing wrong in the ministry of prayer. All of these things have their jurisdiction in the building of that city. If you're with me, say amen. Encounter with the body of Christ. So Apostle Paul teaches us that there is an error in the body, and that error in the body, if not corrected, will destroy the potential of many believers. Now I'm using only these three people, but it can be more. So let's call these three the body of Christ. Everyone say the body of Christ. Notice that the body of Christ is not an individual. It's not a ministry. It is when they come together that they form the body of Christ. That means that the best a man can be is an effective part, an effective member. That no man has what it takes to represent the entire scope of all that Christ is. No matter how anointed any man or any church is, it is not given to an individual man or ministry to single-handedly present the entire picture of the Christ. It is not in God's economy. No single person can do that. When Jesus took the bread, Pastor, he broke it into different dimensions. Remember, the bread is him. And he broke himself into different dimensions and shared it among the apostles. 12 representing his government. No individual can carry all the bread alone. It is when they come together that they will form the complete bread. So everybody takes a piece of that bread. But the problem is when your dimension now becomes a proposition that is all that God is, it becomes dangerous. That means, watch me this. That means there are people today who should not die if they understood certain ministries. But because they were taught and mentored that those dimensions are not necessary for this cause, many are sick. There are many poor people today who love God and they are well-meaning, and there are graces in the body that should solve their financial problems, but they have been mentored to trivialize that dimension, that it is less spiritual than prayer and fasting. So they are fasting giants and great apostles and prophets, but they begin to manipulate people because the reality of economic hardship must be solved. For this cause, our popular saying is Hakane Allah Ashiria. Look at what the Lord just did to these people now. You know, I told you something, that when your pain becomes indefinite, you will stand a chance of creating a theology around that pain to explain that God can no longer move in that dimension. This is what has happened to the body of Christ. Everybody who wants to prosper will usually try it quietly. and feel many times quietly. And out of that pain, like putting your hand in fire, just bring it out quietly and say, God does not prosper. Anything that all is prosperity. No. We don't throw the baby and the bathwater together. Please understand this. Revelation chapter 1. Thank you, Jesus. You are opening our eyes. This is the revelation that changed my life and transformed me. Revelation chapter 1 from verse 9. We're reading down to 13. Please, everyone, look up. I, John, this is Apostle John now, in the Isle of Patmos, who was your brother and companion in tribulation and in the kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ, was in the isle that is called Patmos for the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ. Read on, please. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard behind me, so John was caught up to the realm of the Spirit, I heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet, saying, I am Alpha, Omega, the first, last. What thou seest, write in a book and send it to the seven churches. And he lists all of them. Next verse, 12. I turn to see. Now watch this. Please come together, sirs. Can we just come together? Let me dramatize what you are reading now. John is hearing a voice speak to him. Are we together? John turns to see that voice. And then when John turned, he didn't see a man. He saw seven lampstands. Are we together now? And then when he, and you know that that lampstand there stands for the complete church. So when God spoke and John turned, he didn't see God, but he saw the church. When he kept looking at the church in the midst of the lampstands, verse 13, in the midst of the seven lampstands, what did he see? One like unto the Son of Man. Let me tell you, my brothers and sisters, no matter how bad the church is, Christ is still in the midst of the last times. There may be imperfections, I agree. There may be exaggerations, I agree. There may be childishness and carnality, I agree. There may be manifestations of flesh and limitation, I agree. But were you not taught that husbands love their wives? A man was designed to love his wife unto death. If your wife gets injured, do you run away? Please talk to me. It's a covenant for life. In the midst of the church, Christ is there. Are we together now? In the midst of the exaggeration, the man is a true man of God. He just likes money. May God help him. But just because he likes money may not necessarily mean he's evil and wrong. If you throw the baby and the bad water, you will miss out on that grace. Please listen. Elijah was a temperate man, yet he was a prophet. If you walk with Elijah, you will hate him. You know, many times we love these people because we are not in their generation. Would you like a man that enters a church to flog people? That's your Jesus, the one you shout all the time and say, I love you. If you were in your church, you would never invite him for any conference. Now, please follow me. The greatest of every man is a man. There is this treasure, the Bible says, and it tells you the vessel is earthen. Please don't get me wrong. I'm not justifying carelessness and some of this foolishness all around. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just helping you know that an encounter with the body of Christ will perfect your walk in the Spirit. There are many people today who love God with all their heart. And while they are praying, their pastors may have told them, if you see any material from maybe Papa Kumui, don't go and meet all those deeper life people. And the grace for holiness, genuine holiness, is what he needs. But there is a provision for that grace in the body. But because of the bias that has come from a ministry that may not see the necessity for that dimension, that young man will die in sin and immorality and not be able to build himself out. whereas subscribing to that grace can take that thing once and for all. Listen to me. The fact that a dimension is not present in your life does not mean in the body. It may not be in your church, but it's in the body. Listen. So every time you pray and ask God to help you, He will refer you. You will be surprised when He says all things are possible. It is because He has vested His faith in the body. Not only in your church, but in the body. Lord, why is my life delayed? And God says the answer is in the body. But then you have taught yourself that it is only my curriculum that represents all of God. Listen, even encounter with Jesus is no substitute for the need for the body. Remember Saul. Saul encountered Jesus on his way to Damascus. Are we Bible students? When Jesus had an encounter with him, he still referred him back to the body to continue the training. He said, go to the house of Judah. Stay there. I will send a man to continue. Why do you need a man when you have met Jesus? For this cause, many pastors who would have been powerful men of God, for this cause, many are weak. Many children today who would have gotten jobs years ago with one prophetic word, everything, every tragedy would have gone away. So we have Pentecostals here insulting Orthodox pastors and looking at them and saying, you are not filled with the Holy Spirit, you don't understand anything, you are just teaching boring theology. But do you know, I grew up from that kind of background and I'm grateful because it's one of the systems that has created balance in my life today. Many young people who just encounter the Holy Ghost have anointing but no character. Listen. They may not have helped in the dimension of the Spirit and all of this, but it is in the Orthodox Church I've learned that someone can die and in 1 hour people are coming to rally around and greet. Many Pentecostals, when someone dies, they know we don't believe in death. Find your way and go and bury them in your village church somewhere. The grace for love and hospitality may not be in your church, but it's in the body. The pastor may not be able to teach all the revelations you know, but he has character. He can teach love. He can teach fatherhood. Listen very carefully to what I'm telling you. Our refusal, there are people in just here who anybody who is not praying in tongues and not working miracles and signs and wonders and prophesying, it is believed that they are not serious Christians, they are wasting their time, and we continue to insult the fathers of faith in the land and insult everybody, and especially some of us young people who are just starting with little grace here and there, one Greek and Hebrew word. Now please, I love you. I'm teaching the body. Listen very carefully. Sit down. No, this is not tell them. Sit down and let the Spirit of God talk to everyone. Pastor provided the platform for the body to listen. Let me tell you, the proof that it is God that is building you is humility and love will grow too. The moment you are growing in revelation and it comes with pride, you are altering the training. Are we together? I have the privilege of meeting so many people. And sometimes I meet, my parents are here. You can see my parents, my auntie, they are all here listening to me. Now, just because I'm anointed, just because I'm a man of God, are we together? Should not get to me to dishonor my people and turn to be a fool. If I see my mother carrying something today, I will collect it and hold it on my head. There are people who are not preachers, but a woman has 10 children and all of them are responsible. Don't you know it's a grace? You are struggling with one child who is giving you high blood pressure, and there is a woman who she was roasting corn, and with that corn she trained 10 children. There is a grace. That man of God, if you can humble and receive that grace, that one child will be fixed at once. For this cause, many are weak. For this cause, many are sick. For this cause, many do sleep. If Jesus didn't resurrect Lazarus, you would have concluded the fact that he resurrected Lazarus meant it was not the time for him to go. Now, I don't mean to get you emotional, but do you know how many people today who have gone who should not go? Do you know how many people whose situations could be solved in moments? Do you know how many people in financial swallow today who could have tapped into the supply provided in the body? Do you know how many prayerless lives would have tapped into the grace that is able to solve them? I came tonight to teach you a dimension, church angels. Nobody thrives being an individual. The system of the body is the system that prevails over darkness. Listen, unity is not uniformity. If you are doing the same thing, everybody is a sign of imbalance. Unity is that you are coordinated by the same objective. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. So the Pentecostals are insulting the Orthodox. The Orthodox are there with their own revenge mission. Everybody is finding a platform to lash out on one another. And God is watching with shock and surprise. And saying, what is going on? Both of them are wrong. This is what is terrible. Both of them are wrong. And you know, no matter how you look at it, somebody from any dimension has a result. So because of the presence of an obvious result, you may think that their advocacy to detach themselves from the body is a healthy thing. Pick a coal from a collection of coal in fire. Just pick it with a tongue and drop it and leave it. Don't off it. Just leave it there. What begins to happen? It goes down. The strength of the church is in her unity. This is why God gave unto some apostles, listen carefully, and prophets and pastors, evangelists, for the equipping of the saints, until we all together come into the unity of faith. Are you listening to what I'm saying now? In a few minutes, I'm going to be praying for the sick. And now you will see people who came sick, and the power of God will touch them just because they came. But someone, for instance, just an example, might say, oh, House on the Rock is not my church. But that's where God has put an anointing to set you free. If you have the open-heartedness, I will tell you, I will answer your question in your heart. Because for many people, our claim of running away from the body is that we do not want to be corrupted. That is the fear. I don't want a false prophet or a false apostle or a false teacher. I don't want a boring orthodox teacher who is just teaching me jargons and stories. And everybody has their justifications. Let me tell you this. I don't have the time, but I wish I had the time. We need to pray. But in Judges chapter 14, please give it to us. The fear of associating with the body is hidden in a riddle that Samson gave. Judges chapter 14. We'll start from verse 12. Samson gave a riddle, and that riddle contains a secret that explains the reason why most of us are not comfortable to tap from the vast supplies deposited in the body. Let's see the riddle. And Samson said unto them, I will now put forth a riddle unto you. If thou canst certainly declare it me within 7 days of the feast and find it out, then I will give you 30 sheets and 30 change of garment. 13. But if you cannot, then this and that and that. Let's look at the riddle, verse 14. And he said, please follow me just. Out of the eater came forth meat, and out of the strong came forth sweetness. Explain. This is Samson asking the city of Just. There is a riddle here that we want to work on now. Do you know what led to this riddle? Remember that Samson killed a lion. Is that true? He killed a lion and left it down. And then he came back after 7 days and noticed something strange. That bees left the trees around and made honey in the carcass of the lion. Bees should not make honey in a carcass. There are trees. A carcass is smelly. So Samson reached out and got the honey through the carcass. And this is the riddle. That means if you can endure the smell, there is still honey in the carcass. It is true that it is a carcass. It is true that the man of God may have temper, but God refused to remove the anointing on him. He's still there. It's true that Elijah is an angry man. It's true that Moses can be angry, but he's still God's anointed. The key is to have the fortitude and the balance. You know, you've seen me preach in almost every church you can think about. I mean, I've mentioned almost any church pastor, and God has granted me access. You know why? Because of this one revelation. There are churches that I have my personal convictions as a person, and the people I mentor and train, I guide them along the convictions that God has given me. But I have sustained the flexibility to be tolerant and open with the body. That becomes the key to reception. You can't go to every church and want your church to be there. No, you will see things here and there. I've gone to churches where they are extremely conservative. You don't even play a keyboard while the sound is on. Keep quiet. There are churches you don't even move around. Are we together now? You stand in one place and finish it there. And you must sustain the flexibility. Listen to me. This is a message for men of God and a message for the city. Can you endure the smell of the carcass? Because you are hungry and in need of honey. Unfortunately, the honey is in the carcass. Your pastor may insult you every time as a worker, and you are saying you're a man of God, and yet you are insulting me. You will go to hell. And you want to leave, and God says, stay there. And then one day he looks at you, and the Spirit of God is upon him, and he speaks over your life. You have gotten the reward of that grace. How do you think Elisha endured Elijah? The Bible called him the man that poured water. I know why the sons of the prophet were angry. That guy must have been harassing them and insulting them. And he's going to heaven. Let him go to heaven. Let rest. This wicked lecturer. He would turn and insult Elisha. Elisha said, no problem. I know what I'm looking for. You are an angry man, but you are an anointed angry man. May God help your anger, but I will pursue the anointing. Listen. There is nothing of value that is cheap. Are we together? So there are times that you will go online and God will show you and take you to a message. And the moment you see the name of the preacher, you remember what your pastor told you. That anybody who is not him is not God. You remember what your pastor... I'm not insulting any man of God. Please, I'm speaking to the body. It's a correction. It's an adjustment. If I tell my people today that I am the only one that is the ultimate custodian of the mysteries of the kingdom, and that no other person in the body is worth listening to, and I even teach, for instance, that no matter what it is, there is nothing out there that is different from what I have, I'm an arrogant liar. I must have the humility to admit that as effective as I am, the body, my limitations that came with my training, when God was building me, he didn't teach me on wealth. He didn't teach me on administration. That is not captured in an apostolic ministry. You will have to tap into the supply of the graces in the body that were designed to remedy that. When you see a man as though he's complete and flawless, he's standing on the strength of his alignment to the body. That's what makes him, although an individual, he functions from a standpoint of quintessence, perfection. So you look at him and he's sound in administration. He's sound in leadership. He's sound in teaching. He's sound in the gifts of the Spirit. And you are wondering, it looks like God gave him everything. No. God gave him his training, his humility and alignment supplied for the last. In 2004, I came into this city from Zaria. Because Reinhard Bonnke was having a crusade. Listen carefully. I had seen that grace upon his life. And I desired that dimension. Remember, I'm a man of God too. You were about to pray. You will soon learn that you don't receive from a colleague. in the realm of the spirit, there must be a spiritual potential difference. If you are not willing to submit to that understanding and that, you cannot receive from a colleague. We are all pastors. We are all prophets. We are all this. There is ranking in the spirit. This is, listen. This is not an insult. We are equal in Christ. We are not equal in the distribution of graces. Our sacrifices alongside the predetermined counsel of God has separated us into spiritual leaders. Even among the stars, it says, one different from another in glory. I will be stupid today to see Benny Hinn and say, you are healing, I'm healing. You are teaching, I'm teaching. How are you? We are colleagues. It's a mistake. It's a big mistake. Elijah said, if you can see me, was he not looking at him? If you discern what I represent, that I'm not just a young man you have been following after. So you look at your pastor, Reverend Akila. Some of you knew him before he started. Some of you knew his wife before she started. And to a number of us, he's just that great friend who is now in ministry. Is the reason why strangers keep receiving and going. That's why many members don't receive from their pastors. It looks like the miracles are stage managed because that familiarity, the refusal. Please, I'm not teaching human worship. I know there are men of God who have exaggerated and oppressed people out of insecurity. I'm teaching you a balanced understanding that there is ranking in the spirit. The pride of our generation has destroyed us a lot. Hallelujah. Jesus entered a certain city and he could not do miracles. They knew him when he was cutting wood. The carpenter's gone. So you have become the evangelist that everybody knows. And Jesus looked at them. I have a lot of love and respect for people. But if you dishonor me and the grace of God upon my life, I will not fight you. But I will never have anything to do around you. Because you will not receive. It's a waste of time. It's the reason why people come to God when the case is over. Because their pride will not let them tap into the body first. It's only when the doctors look at you and say, my brother, I'm a Christian, but the way this thing is now, I don't think you'll be up to 1 month. They'll say, there's no man of God there. I don't even know whether a clinic can heal, and you drag yourself as if you are coming to somebody you paid money for. I heard that you heal. Is it true? Listen, notice that Bartimaeus never called Jesus Jesus. He said, thou son of David. Didn't he know his name? Are you like, is this making sense to you? The first night, as a man of God, I came down to Joss. There was a field and people were standing. Rain had bunked me and sat. By the second day, I said, I must serve this man of God. I can't come and stand like this. I came to receive something. Everybody said, the body of Christ. I had seen results, but there were dimensions I needed desperately in my life. So I saw them pushing people on wheelchairs. And then I said, can I help? They said, no, you must be trained. I said, training or no training, I must walk. I must be part of this. I didn't go there as a man of God. I went there as a hungry person ready to receive from the body. As I was wheeling the chairs, I said, this is how it will be in my meetings, oh God. I am honoring the grace that already carries that possibility. One day, this is how people will come and walk out free in my meetings. I stood there for 6 hours. Behind every glory, there is a story. Every great man has a history. It's just that greatness can erode the scars, but it doesn't mean they are not there. Reinhard Bonnke preached, permit me to use the word, a very boring message. And if you carry the spirit of revelation, it takes grace to listen to certain sermons. Because I'm there and scriptures are just rolling around my head and this man is just cracking a joke and people are laughing. I said, does this man know how? my eyes was fixed. I said, even if his story he's talking, I want to listen. Listen to this. When he finished preaching, he was about to minister the baptism, and then he just took a cup of water, and the Lord opened my eyes. And for the first time, I saw the manifestation of the Holy Spirit. I saw a giant bird moving around the entire arena. I didn't even know I was in a vision. My hunger and my honor have touched heaven. By the time I came back from that encounter, I was back in the stage. Back in the stage, I knew something came upon my life. I said, that's it. I'm sharing with you a few stories to encourage you. The Lord spoke to me a few years ago that he wanted to bring me to a level of grace. And God had helped me. And God gave me an instruction. I got up one morning and I went down to Canaan land. Got the available flight and I went down to Canaan land to go and meet God's servant Bishop William. And the rest is history. I went there, packaged his thing, went to just bless and honor him. And immediately I came out. I was going to enter the car to see if I could make it back or at least rest in Lagos before I return. And then the Holy Spirit asked me to come out and he said I should kneel on the ground. Right there on the ground. I placed all of my hands and he said, from today you have entered the overflow anointing. This man you see standing before you is a product of many graces. Graces are like addresses. You can know where they came from. Towards the end of last year, I went to minister at a Foursquare conference. Amazing ministry. I always go to minister at their conference. And they kept me in MFM prayer ground. I said, thank you, Jesus. That was where they lodged me. So I waited for all the protocol. Because they won't allow me to go and pray. You know, man of God protocol. I said, finish and go and leave me. As soon as they finished, I woke up in the night. And I entered the ground, the prayer ground. I said, Lord, the grace that can give a man territory like this, there has to be a grace. I can go there as Apostle Joshua Selman, who the nations are clapping for, and live in my arrogance and pride. But I went there, I said, Lord, there has to be a way. I lay down there and cried my life and prayed my heart. I said, something must come upon me. There is almost no major campground in this nation that I have not been to. There is nobody that is perfect, but in the midst of the land stands. Please listen to me very carefully. I saw a level of excellence in House on the Rock that I greatly desire, because my background did not train me to be that flawless and excellent. I saw that grace. And I knew that when you are not excellent, you look suspicious. It's a revelation that I got. I already know the extreme levels of the demonstration of the Spirit in my life. And I know that if I look like a herbalist, I will pay for it. So I needed to tap into a grace, not a counsel. I've ministered in many House on the Rock churches and I've discerned the grace for excellence that they carry. And I opened my heart to receive that grace and it's speaking. Which grace have you ignored? Men of God, we come on stage and we vent our insecurities. The fear of losing members will cause us to create theologies that stop people from accessing the diverse supplies resident within the body. We turn our insecurities into messages and we continue to teach them. God is speaking to us. We are killing people. God is speaking to us. We are leaving people poor. Now, that does not mean as a shepherd, you have a spiritual responsibility over your people. No true shepherd will allow the people to be careless. You will define the boundaries of their feeding and help them to grow well. But at the same time, it must be a conscious revelation in anyone that the greatest of us is only an effective. I didn't come to this city to intimidate the men of God and to say, oh, a great apostle has landed in town. All you pastors who are not serious, I would be stupid to do that. There are men and women who continue to labor for the kingdom in this city. Your pastor being a chief among them. I have come to support the hands of the church. To say together like an unbeatable army, we can introduce light to this city and quench darkness. I was in Yola for a conference, and then the press people were ready to interview me. They were so happy because they had listened to my message. And they came in, you know, and they were saying all kinds of things. And one of them was insinuating, you know, he was giving a statement like, you just came into Yola. All this nonsense they have been teaching in Yola. Thank God you have arrived. You will teach us what, you know, that kind of thing. And I stopped him immediately. I said, no, this is not why I came. I did not come to intimidate any man of God and destroy any man's work. I did not come to prove superiority, because all I am and all I have is a product of God's grace. I have come by the privilege and the mercy of God to be a support to the church. No man of God will fight you when you maintain this disposition. The church begins with this. For this cause, many are weak. For this cause, many are sick. As I minister to people every day, many times I ask myself, what would have been if these people did not meet me? Do you know that when Saul, pastor, lost his donkey, we're about to pray. Saul, the son of Kish, lost his donkey. They looked for it for 3 days. Everybody say delay. Say it again, delay. They looked for it, and for 3 days they never found it. They would have gone back and said, Hakanea Laashiria. No, when donkeys are missing, they cannot be found. But the servant of Saul said, just because we can't find it does not mean it cannot be found. He said, there is a man of God. Let's switch to another supply still in the body. A holy man of God. Look at what was a problem for them. 3 days of searching for the sheep, the donkey. As soon as they met Samuel, my God, do you know challenges are relative to the grace that is at work in your life? There are graces you meet that will trivialize 10 years' challenges to look like child's play. Not every mountain is everybody's mountain. Don't generalize it. As hard as finance is, there are people that have been given, they are gatekeepers of that realm. An encounter with them will trivialize poverty forever in your life. But until then, it will remain a mountain that will depress you to death. As soon as they met with Samuel, I can imagine them saying, "Ah, man of God," Samuel said, "No, go up. Leave the issue of donkey. That's a little issue. Go up, let me tell you what is in your heart. This is a man, not an angel." As soon as Saul saw Samuel, the donkey started going back home. Look at that. No prayer. As soon as a man meets another man, restoration begins. Oh! We are here to see only Jesus. We are not here to see any man. I know you are right, but you are wrong. Because God minus men will not produce anything. Until there was a man, Israel suffered for 430 years. Not because God was not God, until he found a man. What is then the man of God? Why do we celebrate them? Is he not an ordinary man? Why didn't God show up in your womb? Why did God wait until certain personalities showed up? Listen, I'm creating a healthy culture of honor and understanding. Pastors has misbehaved and take advantage of the loyalty of people. We pray that God will help them in Jesus' name. But then it does not mean that you see someone honoring your pastor and his wife today and say, "What is there? Is it not this man?" I am men, God. Please let's be careful. Men are men, except for what is on them. Please listen to me. We're about to pray. The prayer will be a quick walk. This is really the miracle service. Imagine what will happen to your ministry if you add your prophetic plus pastor's excellence. Imagine what will happen to your ministry if you add your prayer plus his revelatory grace. Imagine what will happen to your ministry if you add your teaching grace plus his grace for character and moral excellence. Imagine that your openness now begins to cover up those deficiencies. Then you will produce the Lamb's wife, the bride, equal in length, equal in depth, equal in height. This is why your dear pastor, by the privilege of God's grace, brought me here. Because he discerned a supply of that grace that is able to do something to a person and a city. Let me tell you this. Sometimes I wish I'm not the one carrying the anointing I have, so that it will make you see that it's not about me. It's a difficult thing when you carry certain graces because you are easily misunderstood. The way people honor you sometimes can be annoying. What is there about you? I'm a product of many graces. I was going to go to the U.S. some years ago to meet the great evangelist Charles and Francis Hunter. These were great evangelists. The last of the dispensation of the generals still alive. I wanted to go and meet them. You know what I wanted to do? To scrub their toilets for 2 weeks. I wanted to just go and work for them and serve them. My ticket, my hotel, my visa as an apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, I was going to work, not to preach with them in a conference. When they died, I cried. I said, God, why didn't you give me a chance? My greatly referred mentor, Dr. Miles Monroe. I was to meet with him a few months. I was in worry for a conference. And that morning, I felt a physical pain on my chest. I knew something had happened. By 5 a.m. that morning, they told me that man had gone to be with the Lord. I cried like a baby in that room. And I said, oh God, you would have given me the opportunity to tell this man how great he influenced my life. When I started out in ministry, I wrote a letter to many Jews and many men of God. I'm not even sure it reached. You know how we are, men of God. Everybody aware, I don't have time. Miles Monroe got my letter and replied me handwritten. Handwritten. The largest ministry in the Bahamas, an advisor to 17 presidents, a custodian of 46 bestseller books. Handwritten and encouraged me and told me that he believed in me and that God would use me. It pained my heart. And we will never settle for less. We know there's more that's coming in. And we will never settle. Pastor, do you know what happened today? You know, after the service in the morning, Pastor took me to one of his sons, a real estate person, doing an amazing work. So we went on sightseeing just to look at the place and then so that I speak over it. Do you know there was one man there? He used to be my pastor in Plateau Church. I didn't know. He sent me a text while I was preparing to come. His name is Reverend Ben Nasara. A number of you know him. I didn't know he was part of the people there. So after I had prayed and I'm not sure I could see, I don't know. He just sent me a text and said, Apostle sir, I saw you. You may not remember me, but I'm Reverend Ben Nasara. I told him I'm still a young man. I remember you clearly. God bless you, sir. If I had found you there, I would have come to greet you. That I'm a man of God, what does that change? If he doesn't discern the grace, I give him the blessing of a young man. Honor, and he will carry his robe and go. If he discerns the grace more than that, then he receives the addition. Listen, if you receive a prophet as your brother, you receive a hug. If you receive a prophet as your colleague, you will receive gifts of memories. That's a friend's reward. I was so blessed and honored. I said, oh dear, God bless you, sir. One of my teachers, when I was in secondary school, he came for a meeting sometime last year. He was a copper then. And he came and taught us physics. And he had heard about me, and he came to the ministry to receive. So while I was ministering, I spotted him. I was welcoming the first person. I said, how are you, sir? And he was so flattered. I called him out and honored him. I said, my God, I remember you. You know, he was a bit embarrassed. And I said, it doesn't matter. You can change the future, but you can't change history. Let me tell you this. I'm about to pray. And if your heart is open in this meeting tonight, within the few minutes that we have, God can shift you into levels and dimensions. It doesn't take time. It takes grace. There are pastors here who are doing amazing things for God. But my dear brothers in the ministry, can we open our heart? Take your mind away from the man. Look at the grace. That you can open up your heart to know that there is more. There is more. There is more. You may be outside sitting, but I want your heart to be open. We're going to do just three things here. We're going to pray for the sick right now. And then I'm going to speak over our lives, and then we'll do the final invitation, and that will be it. Whatever price you will pay tonight, is this. I'm not somebody who came from the US or UK. I'm one among you. I'm a son of the soil. And I know God did it by me, because there are many of us who would never receive from any, but we have our biases. But God has made it easy for us. Are we ready to pray now? Let's rise up on your feet. Thank you, sir. God bless you, sir.
And we will never settle for less. We know there's more that's found in you. And we will never settle for less. We know there's more that's found in you. And we will never settle. We know.
I'd like you to cry to the Lord. I don't know how you are going to do it, but you are going to cry and say, Lord, complete me, complete me. There are dimensions that I'm grossly missing. Complete me. Are you praying? Pastors, pray. Just pray.
Something prophetic here, please. I would like six pastors that represent different denominations, please come up here. Make sure that you are recognized by the pastor, please. Let's just do that to honor him quickly, please. Any? Come stand with me here, Pastor. Please, may you come. I'd like us to hold hands together as a prophetic sign of speaking the unity of the church over this city. That we may be different in our understanding, I agree. We may be different in the level and the depth of revelations that we have, I agree.
Our character levels may differ, I agree. Our levels of anointing may differ, I agree. I may be Catholic, Ewa, Cochin, Anglican, Presbyterian, Pentecostal, it doesn't matter. That the most important thing is the ability to look beyond our differences and see Christ. This is the first assignment tonight. That we have to speak prophetically over the city of church. Listen very carefully. Part of the apostolic ministry is to create spiritual order with intelligence. Are we together? Let me tell you this. Equa will never be Cochin. Never. Cochin will never be Anglican. Anglican will never be Catholic. Catholic will never be House on the Rock. House on the Rock will never be Presbyterian. Presbyterian will never be Baptist. It will not happen. The advocacy that one day the church will become one central denomination is witchcraft. It's a joke. It will never happen. Yet, he's still here. While you laugh at the Catholics, he's still there. While you laugh at the Anglican, he's still there. While you mock at Cochin, he's still there. While you laugh at Equa, he's still there. While you laugh at the Baptist, he's still there. While you laugh at the Pentecostals, he's still there. Let me tell you, when you fight the wife of any responsible man, you will hear from him. This man you are fighting is someone's wife. The name of that someone is Christ. The church you are fighting is someone's wife. And let me tell you, the Bible says jealousy is the rage of a man. You will not touch pastor's wife and have him just smile at you. God has used this man of God apostolically to speak to the church on the plateau that it is time. Let me tell you this. I want to advise every elderly person here, and I'm speaking prophetically to all the pastors. Remember, one day we are going to die. Do not leave a curse in the city where you go. A curse of hatred. A curse of backbiting. Because every church you see here has come to stay. The land is not anybody's personal property. The earth is the Lord's. Everyone pray for the church. From Reverend Akila, representing the House of the Rock, right to this place. Mention the name of every church you know in this city. And say, Lord, your body will stand in justice. Are you praying? I may not speak in tongues like the Pentecostal. But that disparity is not enough reason to fight. It's not enough reason to curse. It's not enough reason to create seditions. I may not be a Baptist, but that's not enough reason to insult the dear servants of God, laboring for the kingdom. I may not be cooking, but it's not enough reason to insult the dear fathers and mothers that labor in the spirit. Just are you praying? Lord, we decree and declare that we will never allow anyone to divide us again. We will never allow anyone to divide us again. We will never allow anyone to divide us again. The voice of prejudice, the voice of hatred, the voice of wickedness, regardless of differences. Regardless of our levels of revelation, regardless of our levels of encounter, there are things to change in every church, I agree. There are character issues to solve, I agree. There are spiritual issues to solve, I agree. There are leadership issues to solve, I agree. Listen to me. Listen to me. This is the key. Hold on, sir. This is the key to driving away the plague of terrorism and death.
the government can only do their best. But for as long as there is an edge broken, the serpent will keep striking. And let me tell you, don't think because your church has not yet been burnt, it will not happen. Don't be like Esther, who was in the palace and was watching her man plot against God's people. Mordecai told her and said, if you don't do it, you will see a shift in our economy. Are we together now? Please agree with Pastor wholeheartedly while he prays. Take away any biases or any prejudice you have about any man of God or any sect. Leave judgment to God. Yours is to open up your heart sincerely and pray that the church be one. Pastor Sam.
In Jesus' name. Here we are, Lord, in your presence. We have heard your word. We have received instruction. The one prayer you prayed was that they might be one, even as you and the Father are one. We pray today, take away from us the little foxes that spoil the vine, the little disagreements that separate us from one another, the mindsets that have distanced us from each other. We stand here before you representing every altar upon which your name is mentioned. That beginning from this hour, you begin a spiritual surgery to remove the little foxes, the little misgivings, the mindsets that sets us apart from each other. Father, we ask you, for the error of the past, forgive us. But concerning the future that awaits us, open our eyes. Let the eyes of our understanding be enlightened. Give us light that transcends our denominational beliefs, that we might see the body as one. That when the body rises, we all rise. When one fails, we all fail. Father, may this word we resonate in the heart and the fabric of every altar in this land from this day in the name of Jesus. Such things that have plagued our lives.
Hallelujah. And I speak prophetically that any man of God that comes into this city to divide the church, we speak that the spiritual gates of this city be closed over them and closed over their ideologies. Any man that comes into this city to destroy another man's work, provided they stand in the name of the Lord, then we decree and declare that they are far from this city. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now we're ready to pray for the sick. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Thank you, sirs. I'm like a woman who just gave birth. You know how a woman feels when she just gave birth? It's a burden of the spirit. What God has done tonight, it will reorient our philosophies, and you will be surprised. Please, pastors, after the service, do well to hug one another, whether you know them or not. I love you. We fought last week. Now I've grown. I know better. I stopped my members from listening to you. It was just insecurity. It's my background. It's not the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. And develop mutual respect one for another. Honor is only worthwhile when it is mutual. You don't need to tell people you are greater than them. They are not blind. Everybody knows who is who. So you don't have to drum it in people's heads. If you have to convince people to respect you, it's a sign that something is wrong. It should be obvious. Are we ready to pray?
Father, every challenge in my life is about to leave, and it must leave now. Please lift your voice and pray. 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 Please pray. We're about to pray for the sick now. Those outside, pray. We're together. They are housed on the rock. God is about to work wonders in our lives. Followed you to this conference, it's time for them to go. I'm ready to pray for you now. I'm seeing change. The Lord is opening my eyes and I'm seeing change. And I want to pray right now. That one prayer and then I'll pray for the sick. Will be done shortly. Please, whatever you have to do tonight, receive. This is a visitation on the land. At the count of three, I want you to shout the name Jesus. The Bible says, now the Lord is that Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, it says here is liberty. 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 Emancipation from all kinds and all sorts of the activities of darkness. For this purpose, he said, was the Son of Man made manifest that he may destroy, annihilate, liquidate the works of the evil one. Right now, in the name that is above all names, I decree and declare to principalities and powers and forces, operations of darkness that roam around the heavenlies, turning the lives and the destinies of men down. I come as the voice of one sent, and I declare that at the count of three, let the fire from heaven bring deliverance right now. I will want you to shout that name, Jesus, that is above every name at the top of your voice. And I'd like you to bring all the people under the anointing here. They have to be delivered. In the name of Jesus. 1, 2, 3. Be free now. I command every force. Bring them out. I command every force. Every yoke of darkness. Inside, outside. Please bring them out. In the name of Jesus, manipulations of hell, activities of witchcraft, Is Jesus no longer Lord over the plateau? Please bring them out. Enough is enough. I decree and declare that every thought and every altar that fights the progress of people and families, it comes from that judgment right now. It comes from that judgment right now. It comes from that judgment right now. I command those forces, please bring them out. There's a reason why I ask you to bring them out. I want to pray for them. Whether you are an usher or not, just help them inside, outside. In the name of Jesus, I'm still speaking that anyone's destiny here that is under siege, I declare by the power of the Holy Spirit, be free now. Be free now. Let the gates and the doors be open now. 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 Every family here that don't seem to move forward, it looks like an invisible force tying your destiny, tying your progress. I come by a rod of the higher priesthood and I declare tonight, be free right now. Be free right now. We give you worship, worship, the highest praise to the King. We give you worship. He's taking all disappointment. He's taking all your pain. He's taking all your fears. He's taking all limitations. You are made them yours. I give you worship, worship. I praise to the King. My brothers and my sisters, hear me. After this conference, the testimonies that will arise on this city of church will amaze you. I tell you this by the Spirit of God. You will hear families after families coming to pastor and say, what happened? My son came for a conference. We were sitting at home, but God was touching us at home. Listen, while you are standing here, stand in faith for your loved ones too. Some of you have sick people in the hospital. It's time to get those people out of that place. Now I declare by the Spirit of God that every force of darkness that has oppressed God's people, the legal access that you have, I command at the count of three, let those people go. You know my voice as big as one said. One, two, go. Go, go, go. Go, go. Out of them now. Out of their destiny. Out of their life. In the name of Jesus. Everything the devil has stolen, I command a restoration for these families. A restoration for these families. A restoration for these families. In the name of Jesus. And I speak prophetically that between now and the end of April, let everything stolen be restored to these families. curses of delay, the yokes of darkness, I arrest it, that your academics will not move forward. You go to school and not be able to do anything reasonable. Who shall decree a thing and it shall come to pass when the Lord has not instructed it? Is it not written in your Bible that even the lawful captives shall be delivered, that I will contend with them that contend with you? Listen, I declare that any altar in plateau state holding the destiny of any man in all the local government represented, I stand by this apostolic and prophetic grace. I call those altars now. I call those altars now. Let there be miracles for you in the name of Jesus. For all of us and for those that have come out here separated by the Spirit Himself, you will return back into an episode of breakthroughs in the name of Jesus Christ. When you go back, tell your loved ones you came to House on the Rock and that Jesus is still alive on the plateau. Listen, do you know what God is doing in plateau tonight? God is using plateau state to answer the devil that I am still alive. Oh, in spite of what has happened, I am still the God of the plateau. The sacrifice of the fathers will not be in vain. May the Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Those who can return back, please return to your seat. I want to pray for the sick now. If there is any part of your body you are trusting the Lord for, please lay your hand right there, inside, outside, online, everywhere. Lay your hands, I want to pray now. If you have never seen a miracle in your life, prepare to watch one now, because Jesus is still alive. Please lay your hands quickly, let's conserve time. Mighty God. Mighty God. If it's a part of your body you cannot touch, just make contact with your chest. Please stand for your loved ones. Stand for your loved ones. Stand for your loved ones. Some of them are in deathbeds. They are not here. Stand for your loved ones. There is a grace for this. I want to rebuke those devils right now. Now watch this. This is what will happen. I am going to pray and minister the healing power of Jesus. And very quickly, inside and outside, maybe one of the other pastors can be here to join Jaffa. As soon as I pray for you and the power of God, I'm going to pray. When I ask you to check yourself, you will see some of you are already healed. As you check yourself, you will find out there is a miracle. I want you to run over there. How do we do it? Okay, maybe here or somewhere here. We can just check them and we'll take a few testimonies and then I do the final impartation and we're there. Please, don't sit down asking, can God heal me? That's not the question. The spirit of faith, there is the gift of faith and the workings of miracles in this place. Hallelujah. Are you ready now? I want to pray for you. A lady is going to shout under the anointing to the hearing of everyone. The moment that happens, the healing power of Jesus will begin to move. Right now. I don't know why it happens, but the Spirit of God does this. It's a sign and a wonder. A loud shout to the hearing of everybody. Now I'm ready to pray. Agree with me. In the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, just in the name of Jesus Christ. 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 Every devil of infirmity represented here and represented in any family here, I curse you now by the God of heaven. I curse you now by the God of heaven. The anointing, the healing anointing is touching people. Be healed now. Be healed now. Be healed now. Inside, be healed now. Outside, be healed now. Be healed now. In the name of Jesus Christ, from the crown of your head, my God, I send such an anointing to the soles of your feet. The Lord is healing pile. Pile. In the name of Jesus, pile is being healed now. In the name of Jesus Christ, I'm seeing multiple lumps, multiple breast lumps. The Lord is healing it right now. Someone with migraine headaches, severe pounding migraine, is being healed right now. The Lord is healing hepatitis, hepatitis B. In the name of Jesus Christ. I'm seeing someone, I don't know if you broke or you cracked your leg, something around your kneecap. The power of God is touching you right now. Lower around your lumbar vertebra. There is severe pain. Sometimes you cannot even bend. I declare be healed right now. Peptic ulcer. A number of people with ulcer are being healed right now. I command every blind eye in this place be opened now. Be open now. Every deaf ear here, be open now. If you came here with a crutch or you are sitting on a wheelchair, stand up now. Stand up now. If you came with someone on a crutch or on a wheelchair, throw it away and let them stand up now. In the name of Jesus Christ, I decree and declare, I'm seeing someone, your rib is like your rib. I don't know what you have, but it's like your rib swells. Especially when it is cold, I declare be healed right now. I'm seeing an elderly man who cannot sleep. You almost cannot sleep for 2 hours. I don't know why that is so, but be healed now. Be healed now. Someone with heart palpitations, sometimes you pass out. You just pass out like this because of your heart condition. The Lord is healing you right now. There's a gentleman here. You stopped smelling for many years. You don't have the ability to smell. Right now, while I'm praying, you're going to start smelling perfumes around. In the name of Jesus Christ. I'm seeing someone, you play football. Something happened and you fell down and sprained your hand and you've not been able to move it freely. In the name of Jesus, be healed right now. Be healed right now. There's someone who has an unusual mouth odor. Don't be embarrassed. It's not like you are dead, you're unhygienic. I don't know what it is, but in the name of Jesus, the Lord is healing you. A severe pain around the molar. A severe pain around the molar. God is healing it right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. There is a young lady for Jesus. There is a lady, your hair is falling like a cancer patient, but you don't have cancer, but your hair, I mean voluminous proportions of your hair continue to fall. I declare a miracle for you right now. There's somebody here you don't see well, especially in the night. Even while I was preaching, you were not seeing me clearly. But right now, the Lord is opening your eyes. I'm seeing somebody, you have a patient in Japano. What do they call Japano now? It's still Japano. Bingham University. Yes. You have a patient in Bingham University Teaching Hospital. There's someone lying down. I'm seeing somebody lie down there. And the power of God is touching that person right now. I see a lady. You're having severe pain at your right side here. It looks like symptoms of appendicitis, but I'm seeing fibroid. This is what I'm seeing. And the Lord is setting that person free right now. Help her, please. The Lord is setting that person free right now. The Lord is setting that person free right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. You vomit almost everything you eat. This is what I'm saying. You eat and almost a major percentage of it is thrown out again. I declare you are healed right now. By the power of the Holy Spirit. The Lord is showing me someone every month you must treat typhoid. Typhoid, malaria, typhoid. It doesn't matter how many times you are treated, it will still come. I declare you are healed right now. By the power of the Holy Spirit. Someone's neck, I don't know what is swelling around your neck, somewhere around here. As soon as I pray for you, that swelling will disappear right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Wow. The Lord is showing me an interesting case here. You didn't give birth, but you are like a lactating mother. You understand what I'm saying? You don't have, how do I explain this now? I'm not a doctor. But you are bringing up breast milk, but you don't have a child. I'm seeing that as somebody's condition. The Lord is healing that person right now. The Lord is healing that person right now. Diabetes is being healed right now. In the name of Jesus. I'm seeing someone here, your father has arthritis, rheumatoid arthritis. You are being healed right now. Right now. Right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now, whether I mention your case or not, I declare be healed right now. Be healed right now. For you and your loved ones, be healed right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now, please, you're going to help me disgrace the devil in a few minutes here. I'm going to ask you to check yourself. You will see the kinds of miracles. Some of you are surprised now. I'll ask you to check yourself. Where are they standing? Please, who is there with them? Now, I'd like all of you to come and file and just queue up here. Right now, check yourselves in the name of Jesus. The power of God is touching people. Don't sit back. Right now, miracles are happening. Miracles are happening. In the name of Jesus. Just, is this how you celebrate miracles? I decree and I declare. Miracles are happening. Check yourself. You'll find out that the power of God has touched you. Make your way here. Please, let have someone wave his hands. Look at people coming out. I see what is happening. I see miracles everywhere. Miracles everywhere. I see miracles everywhere. My God, right now. Hey, I see miracles everywhere. Can do the announcement, they can just exchange. But please, no matter how long the queue is joining, please sit down. Our elderly ones who we took their seat, can you return it back? Let them sit down. Let, in the name of Jesus, we want to use the platform of House of the Rock to let the devil know that Jesus is here, Lord. Praise the Lord. Please sit down for a while and let's celebrate what God is doing. Keep making your way to the front. Yes, please.
Okay, she came in with pain, she had an injury. I hit bone for years.
I hit bone. Give her the mic, please. Give her the mic. How long? No, don't. Just hold it. Okay, talk to us. What's your name? No, no, don't hold the mic. Just talk. Is the mic working?
I'm Jason.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
What happened to you?
I'm a stickler. So the leg, they said you have to do hip or replacement because one leg is shorter than the other.
All right, now, what happened?
I have pain every time when I'm healed.
Look at this. Walk, walk, walk on both legs. Walk on both legs. Jump, jump. Look at this. Amazing. One leg shorter than the other. Hallelujah. Yes. Lift it up.
Yes,
she was pain with intense toothache.
Toothache.
But she was healed
inside. For how long?
A week now.
A week now.
Yes, sir.
In the name of Jesus Christ, it never, never returns to you again. Quickly, please. Quickly, please. Quickly.
I'm having very sharp pain at my molar.
What's your name, my dear?
My name is Diane.
Diane, okay.
For more than 2 weeks, no matter how soft you boil it, I won't be able to chew. So I swallow
right now,
everything. Now I feel very
healed.
Okay.
It never returns to you again in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, please. Completely, right now. Never return to you again in the name of Jesus. Quickly.
I had a lump remover.
You had a lump?
Yes. And ever since then.
Hold on. For how long?
No, I had a lump remover.
Yes.
Last
okay.
year. And ever since then, I've been having pain in this particular breast. But now I can't.
Now, it's gone. Completely. It never returns again in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, please. Is the mic working? Okay, it's not working.
My hands, like, that's been paining me since 3 days. I could not even hold it very well. But immediately after he prayed, like, everything went.
Completely. Lift it up and down. Anything. It's gone. Completely. Thank you, Jesus. Never returns to you again in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, please. Please fix the mic so that they can interchange.
She came in with fibroid, but it disappeared.
Fibroid. For her, what's your name? Hold on, please.
My name is Edith.
Huh?
Edith.
Tell us about your situation.
Okay, it used to be very hard here, and sometimes kind of painful.
How long?
It's been a while, like for 3 years now.
Okay.
But I just feel like.
And what happened? It's gone.
So I placed
press
my hands there.
Press it.
And it's not there.
Anything.
No.
This is exactly how the Lord is taking away the shame from every family member. In the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, please.
He came in with severe migraine. He couldn't shout, but now he's healed.
Severe migraine. What do you do?
I'm an engineer, mining engineer.
You are an engineer, a mining engineer. The Lord is going to connect you to someone in Lagos. Where do you work?
I work in Nasarawa.
Okay, go and write it down. The Lord is connecting you with someone in Lagos. And that connection will move you in a way that is
Amen.
In the name of Jesus, let it be so. Yes, please.
He has had severe headache for 3 years, but instantly was healed.
Gone completely. God bless you. Don't trivialize this miracle. Listen, a miracle has a message. Remember I told you, it's a reply from God to the devil through men that I am still Lord.
She had severe back pain for over a year. She couldn't bend.
Bend now. Bend, my dear. Any pain. Completely gone. In the name of Jesus, it will never, never return. Yes, please. My God, look how many miracles. There are still people coming. Quickly.
I've been having severe chest pain for 8 months.
Chest pain?
Yes, I can't talk for long.
And right now?
Yes, I'm okay.
Breathe in and out. Gone completely. God bless you. It's gone forever. In the name of Jesus Christ.
He was healed of severe back pain.
Ah, did you know that this is Jodica's wife to be? Jodica, you will pay me for being used by God to heal your wife to be. Praise the Lord. Tell me, my dear, what was.
Praise God, I've been experiencing this back pain, and whatever I do with my right hand, the back begins to pain me. But while I was here, I received, after the man of God said that we should shout the name of Jesus, after I shouted the name of Jesus, I started feeling like something was just pulling from the back, and that was how
completely.
The pain.
In the name of Jesus, healed now and healed forever by the power of the Holy Spirit. Yes, please. Careful. Yes, please.
She had this oppression. Sometimes she feels as if she will go mad.
As if she will go mad. Where are you from? You are from?
Anambra State.
It looks like you will go mad. The spirit is still there. I curse it now. Out! Out of her now! In the name of Jesus Christ, never to return again. These are things that have to do with ancestry. You say this, you now say. And I'm not looking bad, but this is how you marry a wife and go. Now where the Spirit of the Lord is, this lady is not lying.
she actually was supposed to be married by the end of this year. She start removing her clothes. Set her free now. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command that spirit to leave. I set you free and I open up the gates of your destiny. It's gone forever. In Jesus' name. Yes, please.
Back pain
for the past 2 weeks. God bless you in Jesus' name.
He was healed of severe peptic ulcer.
Victor, please.
Severe peptic ulcer. He was healed of
peptic ulcer.
Yes,
who is a medical student here? I'm seeing a medical student here that has been having dreams of failing an exam. I'm not saying you are afraid of failing an exam. You are having a real dream. I will pray against the general spirit of fear, but this is because you are the only medical student, not just in your family, like in lineage, you are the first person, a medical student. Who is that person, please? Because I'm seeing that if I don't pray for you, I'm seeing you, this person is like, I don't know if you are in your final year or something, close to your final year, I'm seeing you fail a course that will keep you and bring you. You're a fair lady. Yes, that's right, that's the lady. Come. Let's cancel it now. So that the devil will not bring pain to your loved ones. In Jesus' name, be healed. Go ahead, sir. Is it working? Okay, Jaffa, you can give him yours while he works.
Sir, you gave a word about someone who was playing football and had
football.
A problem with her.
You are a gentleman.
Broke the hand.
You play football.
He got healed as you were praying. He
right now, check yourself. You play football professionally or just as a hobby? Just as a hobby, what do? I'm seeing you, hold on. I'm seeing you sit down with a drawing board and I'm seeing you drawing structures. What do you do?
Architecture.
A student, you are not a graduate yet.
Yes, sir.
Where? Which school?
University of Jos.
University of Jos.
Yes, sir.
You will be a very great architect in this.
Yes.
Do you believe it?
Yes, sir.
Be serious with what you are doing because
yes,
God will honor you.
Yes, sir.
And God will really lift you. May the Lord
yes,
bless you
yes,
and honor you in Jesus' name.
I need my word. Please, I don't want to go the same way I came. Please give me a word for my life.
Where are you coming?
I'm from Kebbi State.
I'm from Kebbi State.
Yes, sir.
Your family is there?
Yes, sir.
Let me tell you, my dear, you see things that are not working in your family, there is absolutely nothing that is working. Right now, they are depending on you.
Yes,
you are the Joseph. They've told you.
Yes, sir.
Where's your mother?
She's at home.
Your mother has told you, please go and leave my
yes,
daughter so
yes,
that you wipe out here.
Yes.
Was I there?
No.
But I'm still in conversation between you and Mama. And Mama is telling me, my God, bless you. I didn't have the privilege to have what you are doing. And now I'm seeing that a problem is coming in your final year, and this is a demonic thing. It's not like this lady is dull. This lady loves God and she's serious.
When I read, I easily forget.
This is what I'm saying. Let me talk to you. Now, you will see a lovely lady like this and think she's lazy. Not everybody is failing because they are lazy. There are people that they know the pains that they are going through. You move mountains, you cause walls to fall with your power. Well, soon round up. You perform miracles. There is nothing that's impossible. And we stand in here only because. My dear. Don't cry, huh? Is this okay? Don't cry. Let me tell you, you will be a source of pride to your family. You will not only be a doctor, you will get to the level of consultancy. By the Spirit of the Living God. Father, for the sake of your message, there are parents here, and I know they can relate to the pain of this person. No parent at home will sit down and invest so much depending on the fact that God will raise their daughters to wipe their tears. You see how wicked the devil is. Father, in the name of Jesus, by your mercy, here at House on the Rock, in the name of Jesus, show this precious lady mercy. We declare that you will excel beyond your imagination. I bless your mind in the name of Jesus. And I pray for you from the depth of my heart. Go and excel. Become the doctor that we'll all be proud of. In the name of Jesus. God bless you. God bless you. Okay. Apostle, yes, sir.
He's been having serious chest pain.
Oh, and you're a doctor, so it makes it easy to...
2 months ago, he went to the hospital and they said he had hypotension. That's low blood pressure. That's the other side
hypotension,
of
hypotension.
Hypo.
Okay, hypotension.
Hypotension, yes.
Yes, your people are hypertensive everywhere. Listen, the challenge that the devil is bringing now, you see a 19-year-old boy talking to himself on the road, just moving around. That's what the devil can do. Hypotension, yes.
Hypotension, yes. Blood pressure being low constantly. He's been on medication and with constant pain in his heart.
What's the effect of that to his health?
It can damage his blood vessels.
Completely.
Yes. Constant. But the Lord has healed him tonight. His chest pain is gone.
In the name of Jesus Christ. Complete perfection for you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Let's take a few strategic ones. There are miracles. Oh dear. I see my white friend standing there. You receive the miracle, sir. I see him smiling. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Yes. Go ahead. I would like to hear what happened to him. Please permit my bias just to make him feel loved and welcome in our midst. Talk with doctor. And...
For tonight,
ulcer, my dear. So you have some time and then you go and check yourself in the hospital. In the name of Jesus, perfection for you. What happened to this woman? I want to know what happened to you. Because you've been rolling under the anointing stains. Let's find out what exactly happened. Yes, madam.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I used to have knee pain. God healed me.
Knee pain?
Yeah, when I was ABU, I fell from upstairs.
When you were in ABU? You fell from upstairs. How many years
ago?
Over 20 years. You've had this pain.
Yes.
And tonight, listen to what I'm doing. Any pain? You were jumping. Look at this.
And the testimony I want to give, I've heard you, my son sent your messages to me. I'm in Jalingo. I work with the governor.
Okay.
Because my son has been sending your messages to me. And we have also planned that we must meet you in Zaria. And we came for the governor's sister's wedding yesterday. So my son told me that you are in town. I said, I will not go
back. You said you will not go back. You will come.
I was even telling your father yesterday that please, I don't know how to meet with you. I told your father that if you...
Oh, you told my dad?
Yes, that if you... That somebody came from... Way back to where I need to see. And God miraculously did what he wanted to see. My son was the one who called out.
Is your son here?
Yes.
Young man, where are you? Come. You have to receive a great blessing. Ibrahim. Where is Ibrahim? Is he here?
Yes, he was the person you prayed for, your wife.
Oh, you are the one. May God bless you. May God bless you, eh? In the name of Jesus, God will multiply you 1,000-fold in Jesus' name. God bless you, ma'am. Thank you. Thank you very much. Yes, please. We'll have 2 more minutes for this. I'll pray generally, just 2 more minutes. What will happen is, my God, look at the long line of testimonies. Are you seeing what God has done? Now, this is what will happen because we have to conserve time. We'll take a few just notable ones just to praise the Lord. I'll do the final prayer and impartation. But I wish that there were a pastor or someone who would be able to guide these people just to have record of their testimonies or just encourage them to pen it down just for the purpose of... if we can have someone like that, it would be a great idea. Please make sure you wait on the line. You may not have the opportunity to share, but let me pray. Let me pray and let me bless you. Go ahead, sir. Yes.
She had a lump on her breast for over a year now.
For over a year, and it's gone completely.
I can't lie on my chest.
You can't lie on your chest,
but it left.
And it's gone completely. in the name of Jesus, it will never return to you again by the power of the Holy Spirit.
Apostle, you prayed for her daughter today.
Oh, your beautiful daughter.
Yes.
One of my adorable daughters like this. Today was her birthday.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. With after seizure, she said, from the time you prayed for her after service till when she came for service, there was no episode of seizure. And she wanted to give up.
I prayed for this lady in the past. Pastor, you were there when I prayed for her, her adorable daughter, 10 years today. And I told them to go and celebrate their birthday. And she told me, please stand up my dear. She told me that her daughter would have frequent seizures, whatever that meant. That the lady maybe would just collapse or pass out or something like that. In the name of Jesus, we agree that it will never return back. Your daughter is a proper child and will grow on that wise. In the name of Jesus. God bless you. Yes, please.
Okay. Sir, he's been having low back pain. Very severe low back pain for months now.
Let him talk. Go ahead, sir. No, you don't give him the mic. Just hold it. When you give people mics most times, they feel motivated. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, it has been for a few weeks now, very severe, but it has actually something I've been struggling with for years, but this time it has been...
Right now, what happened to you?
It's just...
Completely?
Not completely, but it has improved.
It's improved. Can I pray for you?
Yes, please. You actually also prayed for my wife earlier about the baroness.
Your wife is what?
The wife and daughter that was here.
I pray for your wife.
Yeah.
Oh, look, your wife. I see. Make sure you do inform us where she is. So that we come and share with joy. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you. Affection for your body. Affection for your back. In the name of Jesus Christ. God bless you, sir. Thank you. Yes, please. Oh dear, the mic does. Okay,
sorry. She's been healed. She came here with the pains, actually. She's been having
migraine.
Recurrent for 4 years.
4 years.
And she came here with the pains. While you were praying, the pain left completely.
Just disappeared. It's gone in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, please, quickly. Anyone, you are here for your testimony too? Just come. Just come. Let me. I'm not sure I know what is wrong with her.
Hepatitis.
Well, she would need to test herself. Hepatitis is something that you have to be verified medically. But I'm sure she's
had all
the symptoms, yes. So you take some time and check yourself. In the name of Jesus, be perfected by the power of the Holy Spirit. Same thing, hepatitis, come. The Lord perfect you in the name of Jesus Christ. And we have, let's see, we have to stop somewhere, please.
Okay, this child was born with spinal bifida.
Oh my God.
Yes.
He's
been on Pampers.
What does that mean?
It's a congenital anomaly.
Okay.
That a child can be born with, and it comes with different complications, especially with the lower side of the spinal cord. So he's always on Pampers. That means he doesn't have much control over that. While you were praying, the power of God came upon him. He started acting and shouting. So the mother said she believed that God has touched the child.
But how are you? Come, you're my friend. What's your name?
Charles.
What? Charles. Charles, you love Jesus? Adorable. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, when children run away from you, you need deliverance. Because the Bible says, let the little children come. No. I'm not being sarcastic. When children run away from you, there must be something pungent about your spirit. Father, in the name of Jesus, perfect this our little one. In the name of Jesus Christ. Look at me, my dear. The month of April, God is visiting you financially. This has been your prayer. Even when you sat down there, you were praying that God solve this our financial problem. Is that true? I'm hearing your prayer, and God is saying, I should tell you. What month did I mention now? April. This April that we're entering. God will visit you. Don't doubt him. Thank you. From tomorrow morning. That's true. God bless you. That's your sister's birthday. Tell her happy birthday. Go ahead. Two or three people.
came in with severe migraine. She has had it for 2 years.
Severe migraine.
She was healed tonight.
Oh, my dear, in the name of Jesus, it never returns to you again by the power of the Holy Spirit. Let's just have one or two more people and then we're done. One or two more people. Please. If you're coming together, come. Please, quickly, quickly, quickly.
Okay, you were still of back pain. He has had for over 3 years.
Back pain.
For years now.
You love Jesus?
Yes, sir.
There are two bad friends in your life. Huh? Very bad friends. And let me tell you, love is a command, but relationship is not. You can choose your friends. Don't be embarrassed. I don't mean to embarrass you. Are we together? Yes. You think about what I'm saying. You love God, but the fear of losing relationship. There's no such thing as we're in the same primary school. Anybody who is not going where you are going, you don't have to hate them, but you can keep them at bay. Are we together? Do not be deceived. The Bible says that bad company can corrupt good morals. Are we together? May the Lord bless you and perfect you in Jesus' name. Okay? This will be the last, and then I'll pray for all of you. Oh dear, that lady is pressed, but I apologize. Oh dear. This is from the hospital. What's wrong with her?
My intestines are perforated.
Intestines. Are perforated?
Yes.
She came from where?
From the hospital. We had to pick her and bring her.
You picked her and brought her?
Yes, but she came here because of the exam you talked about, the medical students.
You're a medical student?
School of nursing.
School of?
Nursing.
Okay, school of nursing. She's been having dreams of failing exams. And now you have perforated intestines. And you have exams coming. And you may not be able to write because you are sick. You've left several schools because of it. So you go and you fall sick. And now you're...
They will leave this school. They will then ask me to leave this school.
No, they are not bad people. They are just being sincere. Don't be angry with them. You're her sister? You're a friend? You don't know her? A friend in Christ? A good lady? May God... Are you married? I would have said, may God give you a good husband. These are the kind of godly ladies that I pray that God continues to give people in just. Brothers, you will not marry a wicked woman. Sisters, you will not marry a foolish man. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. That's all right. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. Hold on, please. Hold on. Let's agree we are praying for this dear lady. You can see that this lady has perforated intestines. And if God does not help her, this is almost like a death sentence. For this cause, many are weak. Thank God for the body of Christ and its ability to salvage her. My dear, I speak to you in the name of Jesus that you are healed from the crown of your head and to the soles of your feet. Be perfected right now. And you will finish your program and God will honor you in the name of Jesus. And for you, her friend, may God bless you in Jesus' name. Now for everyone standing, so many people, I know that there are a lot of people online that would have been healed. I decree and declare that your healing is permanent. Pastor is requesting that after the service, it is possible for you to, if it's possible, you can just wait very briefly and then someone will attend to you and give you an opportunity to just pen down your testimony very quickly so that they can just have it and follow up on you. Will that be fine? Praise the Lord. May the Lord honor you in Jesus' name. I think you can return to your seat. Let's round up. In 5 minutes or so, we'll be done. Two things will happen now, and I drop the mic. Please, I want you to pay attention. The first thing that will happen is, I want to speak and prophesy over our lives. Ezra chapter 6 and verse 14. It's a scripture that God gave me. I always say that this is the most powerful part of the service. As charismatic as everything that happened is the most powerful part is where a prophetic word comes to bless you. There are two realms and two dimensions. Please listen. Of the prophetic. There is the revelatory dimension of the prophetic, where God specifically gives you words, and the goal is to build your faith and to give you guidance. But the highest dimension of the prophetic is the creative dimension of the prophetic, where you not only inform people about what will happen, you make it happen. Things that have no business happening in the lives of men, created by the power of God. Never forget this scripture. Please give it to us. Ezra chapter 6 and verse 14. We're reading verse 14. I'd like us to read together in concert as we open up our hearts to receive this prophecy. 1, 2, read. And the elders of the Jews builded, and they prospered through the prophesying of Haggai the prophet and Zechariah the son of Iddo. And they builded and finished it according to the commandment of the God of Israel. Just stop there. Please keep the scripture up. The men built, but they prospered through the prophesying of prophets. While they were building, their prosperity was tied to the speakings of the men of God. It's one thing to build. It's one thing to prosper. It's one thing to finish. You can build and build in vain. But you can prosper when God speaks upon you. When Jesus was born, the word of God, he was taken to a temple and he made two strange prophets. Simeon lifted him up and spoke and blessed him. And one Anna, the prophetess, who had been interceding for his arrival for 60 years. I believe that this is where God supernaturally intervenes over lives, over families. I may not have mentioned your case uniquely. You may not have been called here and ministered to personally. But this is where your faith can receive anything at all. Praise the Lord. You believe that? And then we'll stand and also speak over the city of Jos and command the city of Jos to hear the word of the Lord, even for the new season. Please can we rise? It's a conference by the Spirit of the Lord that you will not remember, you will not forget in a hurry. Don't bring them out. In the name of Jesus, every dimension of grace that you have seen here, especially if you are a man of God, dimensions of the Spirit, I stand by the privilege of the election of grace, the calling of God, and I declare that those anointings, those graces, those wells, right now, I declare, I stretch my hands. Let it begin to fall on you. Receive it right now. Wherever you are, the spirit of prophecy, the grace for the prophetic, superior dimensions, the eyes that see and the ears that hear, the eyes of an eagle, I declare, let it come upon you now. In the name of Jesus Christ, let it come upon you now. I pray that the spirit of revelation, access to the mysteries of the kingdom. There are some persons receiving that grace right now. I stir up that fire. I stir up that grace. In the name of Jesus Christ. The healing grace. You have seen the healing power of God here. There are some you have seen it in a measure, but in the name of Jesus and in multiplied dimensions, let there be a supply of that dimension. Help that mama, please. In the name of Jesus Christ, a supply of that dimension. In the name of Jesus, please help that woman.
I decree and I declare, I'm still praying for you. Everything that is missing in your life, that you are praying for restoration and it has refused to come, in Jesus' name I call it back right now. The grace for miracles, signs, wonders, superior dimensions of the workings of the Spirit, both for men and women, receive it right now. I pray for ladies here, the spirit of Deborah, that spirit of prophetic revival. I stretch my hands inside and outside. May that grace fall upon you right now. May that grace fall upon you right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. I pray for every grounded church here. You have done your best to trust God for increase numerically and in impact. In the name of Jesus, we give life to every dead or dying church here now. By the power of the Holy Spirit. The Bible says, and the king sent for Joseph, and they brought him out of his dungeon. There are times that you don't have the influence required to speak at the gate. You will need someone already at the gate to advocate for you. I call the helpers of your destiny, wherever they are. I speak to the north, the south, the east, and the west of this nation. I call them into your life now. Every project that is ongoing in your life, whether a construction project, whatever it is, and it has lingered, it has refused to be completed, I release the finisher's anointing in the name of Jesus Christ. I'm praying for you. Can I pray for your finances? It is true that there are principles. Listen. There are three dimensions of wealth. The first level of wealth is called transactional wealth. Wealth that happens in exchange for turning your value to products and services and selling them with excellence. The second dimension of wealth is called transformational wealth. Wealth that comes to you by reason of the impact that you make in other lives. The last dimension of wealth is called sovereign wealth. Wealth by the finger of God. For there can be a raven that can come and feed Elijah at Brook Cherith. I stand and I speak to you. In the name of Jesus, the yoke of hardship and financial struggle, by the God of heaven, let it be broken right now. Let there be a release of supernatural financial supplies for your comfort and for the advancement of the kingdom. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now I pray for Joss. Joss, hear the word of the Lord. The spirit that brings bloodshed upon the borders of this city, we speak from local government to local government. All earth, hear the word of the Lord. We speak that you arise and judge the perpetrators of evil. In the name of Jesus Christ. Whether they be foreigners or they be people within the territory, we sanitize this territory by the hand of God. I speak and I declare the spirit of advancement and development upon this city. We attract by the spirit the presence of strategic investors, business persons, who will come in the name of Jesus and turn the economy of this city around. In the name of Jesus Christ. We decree and declare that the sons and the daughters of the soil will no longer be jobless.
graduates without jobs. We place you by the Spirit to strategic positions around this nation. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray for your spiritual life. I don't know what happened to you. Your passion for God gone down. Prayer life gone down. Right now, let there be a resurrection. Let there be a resurrection of your passion for God. The grace for prayer, receive it. The grace for fasting, receive it. Passion for the word, receive it. Tonight, I break every addiction. Every addiction that plagues your Christian experience and continues to mock your Christian integrity. Today you are this way, tomorrow you are this way. May that power be broken now. And I pray for every member of this church, House on the Rock Church. You are the donkey that Christ climbed upon to minister to this city. I declare, let it be for you from glory to glory to glory to glory. And by the privilege of God's grace, I speak over this church. Everything that is alive grows. Therefore, we speak to the spiritual borders of this ministry. According to Ezekiel chapter 47, let there be an expansion. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray for every man of God represented here and every work and labor of the Spirit that they are involved in. Let there be increase. Let there be a consolation to your labor in the Spirit. In the name of Jesus Christ. And I pray by the Spirit that the fruits and the testimonies and the results from this conference will speak in this church, in this region, and in this city for a very long time. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, finally I decree and declare, even by the Spirit of God, and I'm speaking to Just. Just, you are like that rejected stone. You are like Nathaniel speaking about Jesus, that can anything good come out of Nazareth? It's a city that suffered so long since the burning down of the main market. It's a blow that the state is yet to recover from. But we declare, in the name of Jesus, by the power of light, Genesis chapter 1, and God said, let there be light. Therefore, just I declare, light be. Light be. In business, light be. For the students represented here, light be. For the professionals and career people, light be. For our children here, light be. For the ministers of the gospel, light be. For every family represented here, light be. In the name of Jesus Christ.